knocking around your Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
With the evangelicals. And by the way, and again, I do like Ted Cruz, but not a lot of evangelicals come out of Cuba.
If it's all about happy, clappy, you know, Jesus is my best friend, we're all going to heaven, those folks are not going to make it, because the power of the culture to propagandize and to form the consciences of our kids and their minds is overwhelming.
If you could depict this with a nativity scene, there would be no baby Jesus. Mary was not pregnant with potential. Mary was pregnant with the God who spoke the universe into existence.
Hello. I want to say that foreigners with English as a second language also love issues, etc. Bye.
Well, we have come to the last live broadcast hour of Issues Etc. before our Christmas break, and we have an Issues Etc. tradition that we like to do. It's a very simple one. It kind of goes with what the church is preparing to do, and that is your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We're prepared to play the Christmas hymns that you mentioned, but we want to hear from you. It's a simple answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn? And then we want to know why it is your favorite hymn. We're also going to be giving away in the course of this hour 10 copies of the Arch book, Our Issues, Etc., book of month for December, O Bethlehem, that children's book, and also a copy of a CD by the Contrariate Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly, to the listener with the best vote in answering the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Now, you give us a call in this hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can go to our Facebook fan page, and you can tell us which is your favorite Christmas hymn and why right there as well. Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or an email. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback@IssuesETC.org, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Issues Etc. is coming to you live on this Wednesday afternoon. It's the 23rd of December. Your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Let's go first to Anne, who listens in Sussex, Wisconsin. Anne, thanks for waiting.
Sure. So my favorite hymn is in English, Still, Still, Still. It is just as beautiful in German as it is in English. And it's so peaceful and calming and such a joyous hymn. And I've sung it as a teenager in choirs and as an adult in Lutheran choirs. And it's just always the same beautiful sensation, the peaceful feeling you get when you're done singing that song.
Anne, thank you very much. And thanks for listening in Wisconsin. Let's hear a little bit of Still, Still, Still.
Child of
That's a little bit of Ann in Sussex, Wisconsin's favorite Christmas hymn. Still, live on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 23rd, you're answering that question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your favorite Christmas hymn and your reason why. Talk back at issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for you to tell us which is your favorite Christmas hymn and why. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Slovig in Burton, Washington says, has always and will always be my top favorite. The Sunday school book we used in the 1950s included verse 13 as part of our memory work. My sainted father took Luther's structures to heart and catechized me nightly in the most greatest possible way. He has his favorite hymn. It's From Heaven Above, a Luther hymn for the Christmas season. Let's hear some of that.
Who is this child so young and fair? Christ child lieth there. Welcome to earth, O noble guest, through whom the sinful world is blessed. You came to share my misery, that you might share your joy with me.
There's the taste of a Christmas hymn, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, Slovigan Burton, Washington. Thanks for that vote for your favorite Christmas hymn. And while you're answering that question during this hour of Issues Etc., our call in number 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Cheryl listens in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My favorite hymn this year is All My Heart Again Rejoices, and verse 4, especially, see the Lamb, our sin once taking to the cross, suffering loss, full atonement making for our life, his own he tenders, and his grace all our race fit for glory renders.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Great reason for voting for this Christmas hymn, All My Heart This Night Rejoices.
Sweetest angel voices,
That's the Christmas hymn, "All My Heart This Night Rejoices," an excellent choice from Cheryl in Indianapolis. When we come back, we'll get more of your answers to that question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Our call-in number live this Wednesday afternoon, December the 23rd, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Tell us which is your favorite Christmas hymn and why via email, talkback@issuesztc.org, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc, or send us a tweet at @issuesetc. More of your favorite Christmas hymns right after this.
LutheranReformation.org is the brand new one-stop shop for all things Reformation. It's your source for news, events, history, videos, activities, educational resources, and much, much more. New resources will be added regularly, each one designed to help you celebrate and remember the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Because Reformation 2017 is still all about Jesus. Visit LutheranReformation.org today. LutheranReformation.org.
Even if your child has mild to moderate autism, learning disabilities, attention difficulties, or other learning challenges, he can receive a classical Christian education. The Simply Classical curriculum was created by Issues Etc. guest Cheryl Swope, an author, educator with a master's degree in special education, and homeschooling mother of twins with special needs. The Simply Classical curriculum has become an answer to prayer for parents and schools. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and save $5 with the coupon code LPR.
Historic, authentic Christian radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At Risen Christ Lutheran Church in Arvada, Colorado, we have simply become captivated by the hilarious notion that God has sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save the losers of this world. Losers just like us. We proclaim the biblical notion that God saves sinners. Embracing the historic liturgy of the church, we confess that we are just that, sinners. Visit us online at risenchristlutheran.org.
Are you concerned that nativity scenes aren't being displayed in public places? Why not display one at your church or your home? The Outdoor Nativity Store produces durable, affordable, and American-made outdoor nativities for Christians around the world. To view a variety of nativity sets, visit OutdoorNativityStore.com. These nativities will hold up under the harshest weather conditions, snow, ice, and wind. The Outdoor Nativity Store, OutdoorNativityStore.com. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're getting your answers to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 23rd. Or call in number 1-877-623-MYIE, or email talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to Arlington Heights, Illinois, where Millie is waiting on the line. Hi, Millie.
Hi. My favorite is Silent Night, Holy Night. And the reason is, it was the first Christmas hymn I learned as a child. And I remember my parents putting up the Christmas tree, and I peeking down the stairwell and watching them and listening to the music. Silent Night, Christmas, Holy Night. It was just wonderful.
Millie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening up in Chicagoland. Another vote for Silent Night comes from Cambria in Walnut Creek, California. My favorite Christmas hymn is Silent Night, Holy Night. This hymn brilliantly conveys Christ as our Christmas light, enlightening the darkness of our sin-infested world. I especially like how this hymn references to light fulfilled the tradition of lighting the candles of the Advent wreath, which point to Christ. Cambria, thank you very much for your vote as well. Let's listen to their favorite Christmas hymn.
Thank you.
That's Musica Sacra with Silent Night, a favorite of many of our listeners, as we ask and answer the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, on this Wednesday afternoon, December the 23rd? Let's see what Jeremy in Lee Summit, Missouri has to say. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Todd. Merry Christmas.
And to you as well.
My favorite is I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. Such a beautiful, realistic hymn that addresses needs throughout time.
Jeremy, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Missouri. This is one that is not as familiar to perhaps many of our listeners. Let's listen to I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. That's Jeremy's favorite Christmas hymn, I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? And in the course of our conversation, we're prepared to give away 10 copies of the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December, O Bethlehem, this arch book for children, and a copy of Infant Holy, Infant Lowly by the Contrary of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, with the listener with the best vote. In answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or tell us which is your favorite Christmas hymn and why at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Imagine steadfastlutherans.org as the internet version of your neighborhood pub. Your neighborhood confessional Lutheran pub, that is, where the finest in Lutheran conversation is going on at every table and at the bar, sometimes contentious, but always informative and unabashedly Lutheran. We're only serving Wittenberg Ale. We even have a guy named Norm, so check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.org. We'll save a seat at the bar for you.
Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesetc.org.
You can receive 50% off the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series during Logia's special Reformation Sale. Books like The Church by Professor Kurt Marquardt, Christology, Law and Gospel and the Means of Grace, and Baptism by Dr. David Scare, and Eschatology by Dr. John Stevenson. Browse before you buy at logia.org. You'll even find essays by Issues, etc., regular guests for as low as $2. Logia's Reformation Sale, logia.org, logia.org.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues, etc.
The 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation is fast approaching. We have such a rich history as Lutherans, and many people don't realize that. The CLCC offers a seminar called Your Reformation Walk that teaches that rich heritage and helps you appreciate it. The CLCC also offers other seminars designed to help laity learn to appreciate what Lutherans believe, teach, and confess. So invite us to your church. Visit theclcc.org and get details on scheduling a seminar for your church today.
Standing firm in a hostile world is the theme of the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, February 5th and 6th. This Confessional Lutheran Conference features Issues Etc. guest Adam Francisco, David J. Weber, Joe Abrahamson, attorney Mark Stern, and Professor Alan Quist. If you are in Texas or would like some warmer weather in February, check out the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, February 5th and 6th at faithlutheransa.org. FaithLutheranSA.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. live this Wednesday afternoon, December the 23rd, our last live broadcast day before our Christmas break. Our Issues Etc. tradition is to get your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? And then we play that hymn when we hear from you, 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address at IssuesETC and our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Here is a perennial favorite of our listeners. Dave in Troy, Michigan is voting for Of the Father's Love Begotten. He says it's his favorite Christmas hymn. Talk about a hymn that gets the message out and gets it straight. This hymn sings of God's love for mankind through his Son. It also confesses the truth of God's triune nature, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's a great reason, Dave. Thanks for your vote. Michael in Fisher, Minnesota, the same hymn. He says, this has become one of my new favorites. It speaks brilliantly of the Father's love for his children who has sent Jesus to save. And also, David in Longmont, Colorado has it as his favorite. Of the Father's Love Begotten has the depth of theology that every hymn should have. It spans Scripture, pointing us to its meaning. This hymn speaks of Jesus, therefore, and the joy of singing it together is amazingly sweet and comforting. I love it each Christmas. Dave, thank you very much. Michael and Dave in Troy, Michigan as well for your votes for Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Of the Father's love begotten.
That's the favorite of many of our listeners, Of the Father's Love Begotten, the Contrary of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, and issues, etc., tradition here on the last live broadcast day before the Christmas break, Wednesday, December the 23rd. This one comes from Deanna, O little town of Bethlehem, because it is so beautifully in, it so beautifully depicts how we, so small and helpless, simply sit while God does his work of redemption for us. Let's hear a little bit of O Little Town of Bethlehem. That is Deanna's favorite Christmas hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem. What's yours and why? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Live this Wednesday afternoon, December the 23rd, our last live broadcast day. We're carrying out our Issues Etc. tradition, asking you, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Send us a tweet at IssuesETC, or you can answer that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Colette votes for What Child Is This? She says, it takes us from the cradle to the cross, without which Christmas would have been just another day and Jesus just another baby.
What child is this?
Shepherds, God and angels. King of kings, salvation brings, let loving hearts enthroned Him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
The Cathedral Singers with the Christmas hymn, What Child Is This? That's one of our listeners' favorite. You have another one that we haven't played yet. We want to hear from you. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 10 more minutes on the other side of this break in our last live broadcast hour before the Christmas break. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/issuesetc, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Please help us finish in the black for the 8th consecutive year by making a year-end tax-deductible gift. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of 2015.
Pastor, have you ever wanted to better understand philosophy and its impact on today's culture, but didn't know where to begin? Have you struggled to find a biblical approach to the topic? Well, Concordia University, Wisconsin has an exciting, free, online course starting on January 11th entitled Catechistin, Using Your Head in Pastoral Work. It's taught by noted Lutheran philosopher Dr. Gregory Schultz. Sign up before January 11th by clicking the Catechistin logo at issuesetc.org.
Sacramental, historical, liturgical. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Just as God commanded His Son to be born through humble means, He often works through small, unexpected ways to fulfill His promises to us. That's what your young children, grandchildren, and godchildren will learn in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, O Bethlehem. This arch book would make a great Christmas gift for children ages 5 through 9. O Bethlehem is published by Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can find out more at issuesetc.org. O Bethlehem.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper every service every Sunday, preaching Christ crucified and risen, our hope for years to come, there is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is. 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri. Find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. In the last hour of Issues Etc., before we take our Christmas break, we are getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Daniel listens in Carlinville, Illinois. He says, Joy to the World. You can't go wrong with this Isaac Watts classic. Plus, very strong lyrically with references to grace, righteousness, and Christ's return. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
That's the Cambridge Singers with Joy to the World. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, as part of our, well, kind of our send-off before our Christmas break here on Issues, Etc. Kurt in Edgerton, Ohio, says, I like the words of Now Sing We Now Rejoice, and the bouncy tune is fun to sing. Kurt, thanks for listening in Ohio. Let's hear that. Now Sing We Now Rejoice.
Now sing we now.
That's Now Sing We Now Rejoice, one of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymns. Now, this means, at long last here, that at least according to our votes this afternoon, our favorite Christmas hymn from Issues Etc. listeners is the great Of the Father's Love Begotten. Here it is performed by the Contrari of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Of all things now.
the Father's Love Be Gotten, performed by the Contrary of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Our listener's favorite Christmas hymn this Christmas, Dave in Troy, Michigan. If you would send your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you 10 copies of O Bethlehem, the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for December, and the CD, Infant Holy, Infant Lowly. You like the Christmas music? You're going to love it because starting on December 24th at Lutheran Public Radio, Sacred Music for the Christmas Season, we begin Christmas music, the strong emphasis on Christ's birth, LutheranPublicRadio.org. It's 24/7. It's sacred music. It's mostly choral, and it follows the course of the church here, and it's absolutely free. LutheranPublicRadio.org, or you can listen to Sacred Music for the World and the Christmas Season on the new LPR mobile app. You can find it at our website, IssuesETC.org. Tomorrow on Issues, Etc., we will study the Christmas hymn, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is. Dr. Arthur Just of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, will be our guest, and we'll talk with Pastor Will Whedon about the church's observance of Christmas Eve and Day. I'm Todd Wilkin. Merry Christmas. Join us again tomorrow for Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues, Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the Christmas season. Coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.